man, Alfred, did I get drunk at that party.
Taking your calls from a 404 number.
Randy, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good, Sully. Don't be so paranoid, man. It makes me think you've been smoking marijuana or something.
It's the Sully Show, live on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
It's the Sully Show, Talk Radio 640 WGST. If we have not told you yet, Happy New Year to you, and happy to talk to Rick Limpert. Regular segment with him, Limpert Tech, every Friday just after 1 o'clock. This is the first time that we've spoken in a little bit. Rick, Happy New Year to you. How are you, sir?
Doing well, Sully. Happy New Year to you and your listeners, and let's hope for a great 2016.
Well, you got to spend some time out in Las Vegas at the Consumer Electronics Show. It was actually a work event for you, even though it was in Vegas. You do quite a bit of work while you're out there at the CES. Talk about how massive this event is this year and how big it's become.
Oh, it's massive every year. And my year goes from the relaxing holidays, Sully, to 170,000 people in Vegas for the Consumer Electronics Show. Luckily, I get to go out a couple days early, and they have some of the media events a couple days early where the crowds aren't that big. But just a huge event, all the new electronics for the year, cars, anything involved with music and sports fitness, which is my area, and just anything. It's massive. They take over the whole city out there.
And am I right in saying that there were actually more people there last year than this year? Still, 160,000 in attendance this year. That's still a lot bigger than anything that we would see down at the World Congress Center convention-wise.
Yeah, Vegas is the only city that can handle this. Last year it was over 170,000. It was way too big. What they did was, it's an industry-only event, so people can't just walk up and go in. So what they did is they tightened the restrictions a little bit on who they let in. I think partly for security and partly just to keep people's sanity in check. But yeah, still over 160,000 people. It's in every convention center space in the city is taken up with the show in some way, shape, or form. And it's hard to get around, so you got to be patient and kind of check everything at the door, just kind of go with the flow.
And attendees to the event are obviously getting to look at the latest and greatest in technology, a lot of products that won't be out until later this year or perhaps even next, some prototypes on display as well. Talk about the press events that happen and why these are so important to the companies that are doing them.
Yeah, well over 2,000 press media members are out there. So that's a pretty big number, and the companies really want to shine in front of the press. So what they do is the 2 days before the show doors even open, they have smaller press events where each day we get to look at 100 or 200 of the latest products. Just the media does. It's a little more sane. It's you have a little more freedom to roam around some of the convention space and briefing with maybe the inventor or the people at the company and try out the products, hold it in your hand and just kind of look at it, because you really don't get a chance to get that close sometimes once the show starts and all the other people there, the buyers and just whoever else, all the other attendees. So the press event, in my case, most of my work's done before the show even opens. They're very important to me.
A product that has been spending a good bit of money marketing itself this year, and I know a lot of people got it for Christmas, the Fitbit. You got to see former Falcon Tony Gonzalez out there talking about this product along with a couple of others.
Tony Gonzalez he does stuff for Fitbit, which is really a nice little gig. Plus, he's known as, of course, one of the most fittest players when he was playing in the NFL, and he's just a workout fanatic. So him doing fitness product for Fitbit, that's a nice match. He says hi to all the people back in Atlanta. And, these Fitbits and wearable sensors are very popular. Fitbit's not the only company that introduced them at the show. There was probably dozens of other ones. But, Fitbit's kind of the leader in this and kind of the trendsetter. And they have a new product called Fitbit Blaze, which will be out in a couple months. Smartwatch and all their other fitness thing going, one little watch thing around your wrist.
Joining us from an undisclosed Starbucks location somewhere north of I-20. That's all we can say. We're chatting with Rick Limpert. Website for Rick is ricklimpert.info. Handle on Twitter for him is Rick Roswell. Talk about the old brands trying to become new again. I know you were maybe not surprised to see some RCA, Panasonic, and Pioneer products out there, but those are names that I haven't heard in quite some time. What are these brands up to right now?
Well, I thought this was kind of a neat little angle, and I was interested in this, and I knew you would be, Sully. Yeah, the old brands that we used back years and decades ago are making comebacks in some way, shape, or form. So RCA has a new line of television and accessories for HDTVs out. Panasonic's kind of been around a little bit. They're bigger in other countries than they are here. They're introducing a bunch of new things. Pioneer, as far as speakers and sound, they're back. And even Casio, you know, we all had those Casio calculator watches back in the day. So they're introducing new smartwatches and fitness products as well. And then there's other companies, too, that, you know, Whirlpool and some other companies that we used back in the day. Maybe not as top of mind now. They're all introducing new smart-type products that kind of fit with the high-tech age we live in.
Well, and there's no better place to do a rollout or to get some buzz for your product than the Consumer Electronics Show, with 160-plus thousand people in attendance this past week and going on right now, too, out in Las Vegas. Did you run into anything, any surprises out there? Could you walk through some of the event halls? Was it crowded?
I was only in one of the event halls on Wednesday when the show opened, so I had to do the sports and fitness tech stuff. That's where I was. Yeah, I mean, early in the day, the convention halls are just slammed. I mean, it's wall-to-wall people. You got to fight your way down the aisle. Kind of as the afternoon goes on, people get tired. They leave a little bit or take breaks, so you have a little more freedom to roam. But, you know, all those smart gadgets are all over the place now. Everything from smart refrigerators, smart beds, you know, then all the smart watches and those type of things, smart shoes that are tracking things. They put smart in the front of any now, and all of a sudden it becomes a new product at CES.
Well, what did they do to make sure that Wi-Fi and cell access was adequate? That's a ton of people, and those are the type of people that you have to provide internet access for them.
They have they bring in all sorts of extra Wi-Fi type things. I did a story on this, or just some of this before the show, a company that provides the Wi-Fi for the convention halls. They're really tapped out. They really ramp it up beforehand. And it was a little rough maybe getting a call out at some point, but I could always get texts and send text messages. So they've improved on this year after year. There's less Wi-Fi and connectivity problems now at the show. Even though there's more people, I think they're better prepared for it.
Well, I haven't been to Bonnaroo up in Manchester, Tennessee in a couple of years, but the last time that I was there, that's really a big problem at some of these events where there's north of 100,000 people packed into a relatively small space. And again, Vegas is kind of set up for this type of problem, but it has to be something that they really need to address with this event specifically.
Yeah, they work on this for months before the show, making sure they're ready for it. That would be the worst thing. You got 170,000 tech geeks, and they can't make a call out or send a text message or check an email. That would be a major problem at a show like that.
Well, another thing that you don't want to deny anybody who works in the tech industry or covers it is a cup of coffee. And you always join us from the undisclosed Starbucks location. We know that you're a big fan of coffee. Here at WGSD, we love coffee as well. And you found one product. I was watching your Facebook and Twitter a little bit. This thing that could put different logos on top of your lattes.
Yeah, this was pretty cool, and it's a company called Steam CC, and they have a Ripples machine and a Ripple app that and this will be available at coffee shops hopefully coming soon. You put the picture on your phone, and then you put the phone up to this little scanner right on the coffee machine, and it will make an exact duplicate or copy of that photo and put it on the top, the little cream part of your coffee. So I had my Green Bay Packers logo on the screen, and they sure enough, they put it on top of the complete logo on top of the coffee, and I have a picture of it. I'll have it up on my website. People can take a look at it. So very cool. A company called Ripples, and it's kind of one of the unusual things you'll find at CES.
Well, I have a couple of pictures of you in my camera roll, Rick, and I'm looking forward to maybe handing my phone with one of those pictures to the barista at Starbucks, and your little ugly mug will end up on one of my lattes.
We don't want to ruin somebody's cup of coffee like that. So.
Always good to catch up with Rick. Look forward to, over the next couple of weeks and months, we will be talking about some of the technology and some of the gadgets that you did see out there. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, when I got home, there were about 8 packages that had already arrived at my door of stuff from CDS, and I transported another 6 or 8 things back in one of my suitcases. So we'll have some fun looking at some of these new products.
Awesome. Well, check out Rick Limpert online, his website, ricklimpert.info. Also, new sports travel book from him, the Fam Trip Field Guide. You can get it in the Kindle store at amazon.com. It's also available in paperback form at the Book Patch. And don't forget to follow Rick on Twitter. He's awesome. Rick Roswell is his handle. Always good to have you on, Rick, and I appreciate the hard work and some long days out there in Vegas, but good to have you back.
Yeah, one of the things we'll be talking about, Sully, is $1,000 pair of earbuds. So that's something to think about, whether you'd spend that much money for a pair of earbuds. We'll look at that in the next couple of weeks.
All right, good stuff. That's Rick Limpert.